Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, France is taking extreme measures to curb the coronavirus. Confinement is now a way of life for French residents, including this man.
My name is Elisha Nochomovitz. I am 32 years old, and I'm living in Balma, near Toulouse, in the south of France. I stopped smoking since 7 years ago, and running saved my life. So I start running to beat myself, to be better than yesterday. So running is just my therapy, you know?
Well, so how does someone in confinement enjoy that therapeutic activity? Well, Elisha ran a six-hour marathon entirely on his 23-foot-long balcony.
You know, I'm a crazy guy. I already ran 36 marathon. So for this one, I was trained for the Barcelona marathon, and it was canceled by the coronavirus. So I decided to run on my balcony. I tell to my girlfriend, I would like to run a marathon on my balcony. She said, you are crazy, but I know you are crazy. That's the reason I am with you. But first, start cleaning your balcony. So I make some cleaning in the morning, I eat, and then I start to run. At first, it was not a marathon. It was only just maybe, 10 kilometers. It will be okay because my balcony, it's very tiny. So it's not very easier to run. I send video on Instagram and I received so many messages of encouragement and support. Everyone was behind me. So it was a real race with virtual encouragement. So my girlfriend is my best partner. She was always here when I had maybe to have another shirt when it was too sweet. She gave me drinks, she gave me strawberry, because at the end it was a little bit hard. I had a little headache because 6 hours, it's very difficult. But she was already here to take picture, take video. She is a beautiful, beautiful people for sure. I love running. I wanted to show it's possible to run even if you are at home. And I received a lot of message of people who were running in the stairs, around the house, in the garden. So I said, oh, I can have a positive influence. It's incredible. All medical staff are doing an extraordinary job for everyone. They are saving our lives for us. And the message, it's stay at home. So I decided also to pay tribute to all the staff medical, because I cannot work in the hospital with them. I decided to show to everybody that it was possible to stay at home and make sport. I can send you a lot of greeting from France to everyone, to be strong in this situation. It's a difficult moment for everyone, but even if we are alone at home, we can be together, and you can be together with positive attitude.
Elisha Nochomovitz speaking to us from his home in Balma, France. Now, a week after that first balcony marathon that Elisha ran with the help of his girlfriend Marie, he ran a much longer marathon on his balcony, as if you thought it was possible, but it was. It was a total of 50 kilometers, and he ran it in 6 hours and 29 minutes, beating his first balcony run. And again, remember, that balcony is 23 feet long. So someone out there do the math about how many times he had to run back and forth across that 23-foot space. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.